This song says, let it rain.
The floodgates of heaven. How many feel blessed to be here today? Man going wild in Minnesota in the mall. Amen. And so much is happening all over. How many know it's just good to be? Amen. Peter, James, and John told the Lord, it is good for us. It's good for us to be here. We thank God for that. We thank God for my wife celebrating her 66th birthday. Amen. Still looking young. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It shows when you live right, God will take care of you. When you live right, God will take care of you. She asked me to live right because sometimes when I introduce her, they say, oh, we're so glad to meet your daughter. I'm like, seriously? And God's like, yeah, we're so glad to meet your daughter. I was like, that's my wife. Amen. So she, she's looking real young or I'm looking real old. I don't know. But I think we're going to. No, we're talking about Paul Bat. The man, that's my wife. Amen. But nevertheless, how many just glad to be alive? Hallelujah. We thank God for the rest of the day, as you said, especially going through the challenges with the MS. God still is good. And we thank God for all of you. Give yourself a hand praise. All right, give yourself a hand praise. You could have been anywhere else today. Amen. But you thought it not robbery. You come to the house of God. So we just thank you. Amen. We bless the Lord and we thank God for all of you. Amen. We're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from the 7th Kings, the 20th chapter. 7th Kings, the 20th chapter. Amen. There's an old song that said, if we ever needed the Lord before, if we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him then. We need him now. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is one other because Jesus is the way. So we bless the Lord. We just thank God, amen, for all that he's done in our midst. And we thank God for being such a good God. We're going to read together verses 1 through 11 of 17, the 20th chapter. Amen. We went over a portion of it last week and a portion of it on Wednesday. But, you know, this one portion of scripture all week just kept echoing over and over again in my mind. So I said, Lord, you must want me to go back there again. Somebody said, that pastor don't mind preaching. Keep preaching the same thing over and over. But the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are. So I know what I can and want to preach. Amen. But how many know that if I preach without the anointing and without God, I'm missing myself? But if I preach what God gives me, amen, then there is going to meet a need, amen? So verse 1 reads, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O remember now how I walked before thee in truth and with thee. Once again, I walked before thee how? In truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have, Lord, thank you, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. Lord, we couldn't bless your name enough. Lord, we just thank you for being in our house of prayer one more time. Lord, we didn't have to make it in, but you've been good. Lord, you've been kind. Lord, you've been merciful. Lord, you've been a Savior that's more precious to us than all of earth's friendships ever could be. Now, Lord, as we are settled in thy presence, Lord, we ask you to speak. Lord, send a word from your sanctuary. Lord, today send a word from thine holy hills. Lord, we ask you to send a word and then give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of God will say unto the church. Lord, speak to needs. Lord, we ask you to break yokes. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to heal those that may be bruised. Lord, we ask you to set at liberty those that may be bound. Lord, we ask you to move in the name of Jesus and just have thine own way. And for this, we thank you in the church. Say in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I cut that short because I got to the main part. Amen. Amen. We went over Hezekiah on Wednesday evening and how Hezekiah, amen, was in a challenging situation. But the scripture let us know through all of Hezekiah's challenges, he still trusted God. And on Wednesday evening, we went over, don't let the devil, don't let your adversary, and don't let your trial intimidate you. Amen. When something intimidates you, it tries to back you up. But how many know the Bible said, every child of God, we need to go forward. The Bible said, no man having put his hand to the plow and don't let nothing back you up. Don't let nothing turn you around. No man having put his hand to the plow looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So Hezekiah and the people of God were in a challenging situation. The adversary was taunting them and trying to intimidate them. And every time the adversary sent a challenge, the Bible lets us know that Hezekiah turned to the Lord and prayed. Well, this is another situation in Hezekiah's life. Amen. He said he was sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die. And what I like about God already knew the outcome. Amen. Before he sent Isaiah to Hezekiah, he already knew the outcome. Look at somebody and say, God already knows the outcome. Come on, talk to somebody and say, God already knows the outcome. God already knew what he was going to do. But how many times God will know, how many know God at time will test us? So he sends Isaiah to Hezekiah and said, you're going to die. Set thine house in order. Now that ain't gonna mess up and stay there for a minute though. He said, set thine house in order. Hezekiah looked at his house and said, my house is already in order. Right? Amen. Said, so you sending me a warning, telling me to get my house in order. Hezekiah said, well, is there something that I don't know? My house is already. Now ask somebody else, is your house in order? Come on, y'all be in the active church. Y'all don't be in the board church. Pastor all the talk about we need to sit there and listen to him. So ask somebody, is your house? Is your house is in order? Because if your house is in order, when you get some bad news, I go to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, the scripture said, Lord, lead me to the rock that is glory. Y'all don't make me preach early. Don't make me preach early. It's easy, I can get there in a hurry, but I'm going to try to explain this. Right? So your house has to be in order. And the one thing is, the only ones that know if your house is in order is in you and God. So Hezekiah hears this. And Hezekiah thought within himself, he said, is there something that I haven't done? Hezekiah thought it said sin or something in my life. Lord, I don't understand. You're telling me to do something. slow I can go? I'm going to try to slow down. I can't go too slow. I told my wife I'm going to learn Spanish and French. I'm going to be like all those preachers. I'm going to preach in English. Then I'm going to interpret it in Spanish and French. I took both of them. I just got to take a refresher course. So everybody feels a part of it. I can already speak in Jamaican. All I got to do is leave the H's off. Amen. God is good. So here's the time. Turn to the wall, face to the wall, and what? Pray. I don't know what you may be experiencing today, but can we turn our face to the wall and pray? Verse 3 says, and this is what the Lord is, all week long I couldn't get this scripture out of me. Amen. Because I'm afraid that some of us are living for everybody else. A lot of us are coming to church for everybody else. A lot of us are trying to live godly, but it's not for the right reason. For the Lord, Hezekiah, now God is telling him to set his house in order. So Hezekiah begins to give God his testimony. Yes, Lord. Hezekiah says, Lord, I'm going to give you my testimony. My testimony is not what I'm going to do, but my testimony is what I already done. Amen. So Hezekiah begins to remind the Lord. He said, remember now how I walked before thee, and he said, Lord, I didn't live as a hypocrite. Lord, I wasn't trying to be a charlatan. He said, Lord, I was real. Amen. He said, Lord, remember how I walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. Hallelujah. I didn't do it for you. I didn't care what you saw me. But I did it for God. So I did it how? In truth. Because the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. And the Bible says the Father seeketh such to worship him. They who worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, Lord. Y'all ain't gonna rush. So you slow down. Slow down. I think order is working. Slow down. I think. So the number one thing you gotta do when you go before God is you have to be truthful. You can't go to God in a misrepresentation when you pray. So I'm praying to God, but I haven't approached him in truth and with a perfect heart and a heart to do all that I know to do within my abilities. Amen.
Testimonies, right?
So someone who, well, I was Lord, I'm already living right. Lord, just judge my heart. I have a perfect heart. He said, Lord, most of all, you know that every time you saw me, I was doing what was right in your eyes. Amen. And if we were to go, just go to Proverbs 15:3 and listen what the scripture says about how God sees us. So the question is your, what is your testimony? And will God confirm it? Amen. So Proverbs 15:3, we read this a lot already. But it says, for the eyes of the Lord are what? The eyes of the Lord are in. You might run. No, I heard somebody say, but when it comes to God, you cannot hide. Because his eyes are in every place. Behold me. God's eyes in every place, and he's watching the evil and the good. Hallelujah. He called Jeremiah in chapter 23, verse 24. And we're talking about our testimony. Our testimony is not what people see, but it's what God sees. And it's not the extemporaneous display, but it's what's going down in your heart.
You know, you'll hear people say, don't nobody understand what I'm going through.
Hallelujah. So when you need some help, ain't no use in going to somebody that can't help you. Amen. There's not a friend like a lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our trouble. And the scripture says he won't rest till the work is done.
Just going to church. I ain't trying to impress nobody. You can change it. But if your life structure is going to be
that the Lord will heal me. And then I'm going to go back. That's how you know you're healed, when you come back to the house. A lot of people trying to be healed, but they don't want to come back to the house. He said, how do I know that God's going to heal me? And I'm going to come back to the house of the Lord. And Isaiah said, verse 9, this sign shall I have of the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he had spoken. You know, it's something God said, no, I'm going to give you an answer, but I'm going to give you the choice. He said, God said, you've been living so right, I'll let you choose how I'm going to do it. Don't you know that's a real good testimony? God said, I can tell you, but what do you want me to do for you? How do you want me to do this to confirm your testimony? Glory. How do you want me to do it? He said, do you want me to turn the sun down ahead 10 degrees? Or do you want me to turn it back 10 degrees? He said, what do you want? That's when you know you got God's favor. That's when you know you're living right. That's when you know God is confirming your testimony. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow. He brought it. You know, there's an old song that said, nobody can turn back the hands of time. I advise him to read the Bible. And Lord willing, on Wednesday, we'll finish this up unless the Lord changes it. All right? 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 3. We're reading about Hezekiah when he first became king. What is your testimony? This is how he started off. And it is also how he ended up. Your testimony does not change because of people, circumstances, or conditions. Amen. Your testimony remains the same. Yes, this one messed up, that one messed up, but I got a Savior that's more precious to me than all of earth's treasure ever could be. His riches are greatest. More clearly I see the closer I walk with him. He further the way that I must pursue. If dark be the night that I journey through, my fears all depart, my tears are but few. You gotta walk close to him. That's why we don't have any help. A lot of us are walking, but we're too far away. The psalmist said it's good that we draw nigh unto God. A lot of us have been treating our salvation with God, and it really is a salvation for man. Because we no longer do what's right in God's eyes. Because we don't want to hurt somebody else. But today, who's on? Who's on the Lord's side? The scripture says in verse 4, he removed he wanted to do what was right, even though his father had some idols in the grove. He said, I got to remove anything that's in the way of me and God. So I want to do what's right, so I got to remove stuff, right? I got to get stuff out of the way that's hindering me from getting to God. What might be hindering us from getting to God? Look at somebody and say, you got to move it out of the way. Come on, you got to move it.
and you're idolizing God's deliverance. Yes, Moses made the brazen serpent to deliver them, but he did not tell them to worship it. Amen. So God has delivered us, but some of us are worshiping the deliverance, and we have stopped worshiping the Savior. So he said, wait a minute, you're worshiping the wrong thing. Even though God delivered you from that, you cannot worship that, because he that worships the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. So stop worshiping the deliverance. Amen. He said, I got to get rid of this, because you got it wrong. You're worshiping what God delivered you from instead of worshiping the deliverer. Hallelujah. Amen. So he got rid of the brazen. You all with me? Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Will you only testimony what God did all the years ago? Stop worshiping that deliverance. Amen. Everything with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Everything with Jesus, I love him more and more. He's the one that keeps me. He's the one I adore. Everything with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. So I ain't going to keep going back to what he did way back then. Amen. When he got rid of all that, and then it says, verse 5, you know what? All that stuff you've been holding on to has been preventing you from trusting God. It's all been hindering you from what? Trusting God. If you get rid of all that stuff, people, whatever it might be, listen, anything that's in your life that's stopping you from trusting God, get rid of it. Didn't the Bible say that Hezekiah had a testimony? And God confirmed the testimony? Well, why? Everything that was in Hezekiah's way, he removed it. And he trusted. Right? So trust in the Lord. How long? Till I die. So then after him there was none. This is a serious testimony. It said that after Hezekiah there was none like him among all the kings in Judah. Now any that were before him, for he. Now when you plead to something, you know, people, the devil in the situation will try and pull you away. But if you hold on to it, if you grab a hold of it, if you refuse, I refuse to live a lie, I refuse to live your nasty, stinking attitude. You know, you ever see that church sometimes? Not in here, but come on. Sometimes when we go to the other churches, you ever see the people with a nasty attitude? But you gotta get rid of that nastiness, ugliness. That, look at somebody and say, there ain't no God. You're trying to get help, but you can't get help being nasty, ugly, and mean. That don't exist in God. God is a gentle God. God is a loving. So people get all that stuff to try and bring you away from God. And you know what most of us do? You need to talk to God. I'm like a man. I ain't gonna mess with me.
You don't talk about me. Everybody talk about me. I ain't going back to church no more.
The devil wants you to do that. Because when you stop going to church, you stop clinging. You stop holding on. Right? And then in your time of need, God can't help you because you departed from him. It's good that we draw near to God. All right, I need to bring this up close. Departed not from him, but kept his commandment, which the Lord had commanded Moses. And the Lord, that's the only thing that counts today. You can be Joseph in prison, but the Lord was with him. You can be sold into slavery, but the Lord with him. You can go to prison because somebody lied on you, but just keep the Lord with you. You can do a whole lot of things to help people and help God bless them, and they'll forget you, but the Lord was with him. And because the Lord was with him, God eventually elevated him. But the scripture said the Lord was with him, and he
biggest chapter. Amen.
If it's too much, we can wait till Wednesday. We can wait.
I know somebody said I used to be a short-winded preacher. But I've been exercising my preaching. When you exercise, you get more.
Hebrews 6. We've started off with a testimony. But how many of us have lost our testimony? Amen. So the scripture says, therefore, you gotta, not where you started off at, it's not about that anymore. Not about what you, how you started off. God is more interested in the interval between. Amen. Not how you started off. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine, let us go on to spiritual maturity. Like, not leaving again all that old stuff, right? Now let's get down to verse 10, which is where we'll close out today. Many of us are still hung up where we started off at. God said, you got to forget where you started. It's not time to move to perfection. You started well. The scripture said, but what does hinder you now? A lot of us got saved. And we walked away from God. Why? What does hinder you now that you should not obey the gospel? God will confirm it. Well, how do we know God will confirm our testimony? Because God will forget it. People will forget, yes. But God will never forget. For God is not, there's no unrighteousness in God. For God is not unrighteous to forget your and labor, you did it in love. God will forget it. Man might forget you. People might forget, but God will not forget your work and labor of love that you show towards his name and that you. And you know what? You did it, but you're still doing it. Most of our testimony is we did it. We were not still doing it, as we all see. Forget about anybody but God. As the altar workers and the elders and ministers come forward, forget about everybody but God. Don't worry about who's looking at you or who's not looking at you today. I just want to be right before who? I just want to do what's pleasing in whose sight? God's sight. Your testimony. Will God confirm it or will God deny it? God will only confirm the truth. God will only confirm what is right. God will not confirm what is not true. If you started off well and you are being hindered, just get back on track. What the scripture says about God is a loving God. God was touched with all the feelings of our infirmities like we've been touched. And he knows what we've gone through. What is your testimony of God?